Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
My book, A Mother's Love, and this is new. We're going to be here every Sunday at 7 o'clock, only for an hour for now. So from 7 to 8, we'll be on, and this is the healing part of dealing with the Black family. We are trying to get to the point where we're healed up. because in order to be whole, we've got to work on some things. And I know that I'm not the only one that thinks that. You know, some people, and I'm going to have a couple a guest here before long, and you will know ahead of time, so you guys can call in. I'm going to try to do maybe hangouts and put it on my Facebook, my YouTube channel. So probably not this one, but in the future we will put it on YouTube. We're just trying to get the book out there, which is The Mother's Love, and I do have my own my book. And if you want a copy of my book, you can cash at me at, hold on, I'm going to give that to you. And it's $15, but if you do want a copy of my book, you can cash at me at, let me see, request. Hold on, I'm trying to see, how do I do this? Just trying to see, how do I do it? I'm just coming up with something. I don't know how to look up my own number. It's crazy. I don't know my own number. Oh, God. This is crazy. Okay, it's Cassidra Cheek. It's Cassidra Cheek. And the number sign first, and then Cassidra Cheek. So, and it is $15. So if you, in fact, do want a book, feel free to go ahead and cash out me $15 and give me, write me an email at Hard Truth, H-A-R-D. Truth, T-R-U-T-H-Z, 1-2, at gmail.com, okay? So you guys can do that. If you want a copy, if you are interested in doing an interview or if you're interested in doing a commercial here, you can contact me also at that email address. If you are interested in me coming to your church or your group and doing like a group meet with the book, that's available. If you're interested in doing a book club, that's available. I am getting ready to get my books into some prisons. We're going to do a parenting group in two prisons. So coming up in the near future, that's in the works now. We will talk more about that and trying to get my book into more prisons across the nation. But we are here tonight, and we are just starting out trying to work on things in the Black community that's so much needed, so much needed. I heard some very disturbing news about a young lady, which is a baby, and she, you know, killed herself, okay? She was 9, and she was being bullied, and I hope and pray you guys are protecting your children. That baby should not have ever died, and I think she died last year, and her family was at 18. I think it was recent, but her family is going through the losses now, but this baby was 9, and she killed herself. 9. We're talking about 9. And a little boy gave her instructions on how to do it. And but when she told, nothing was done. The teacher didn't do anything. The police didn't do anything. It was crazy. But that's when parents aren't involved and they don't do their part. Anything happens to your baby. But I want to give you guys the numbers if you want to call in. Come on and join me, you guys. Feel free to join this group here. The number is 563-999-3682. Again, it's 563-999-3682. So that's the number to call. And the topic tonight is going to be amazing. We are going to blow some minds. I wish I could get like a group conversation going. And the topic is, he said he didn't want any baby, but you got pregnant anyway. Is it his responsibility? Wow. Is that good or what? Okay. We're doing this every Sunday. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in joining, feel free. Like I said, the topic again is, he said he didn't want any baby, but you got pregnant. Is it his responsibility? Wow. Huh. That's a really great question. Well, I'm going to just be honest and I'm going to be straight out. And, some people are going to like this, some people not. But if you don't like it, call in so we can talk about it, okay? I'll just stay, in the air and be all upset. And, nobody knows you're upset but you. But, it's time for us to come true, come clean with some truth as far as what's really going on. Okay, for one, he did tell you he didn't want babies. And for two, you did it anyway. And for three, is he responsible? That's a good question. Heck yeah, he's responsible. And you know why I say that? Because he should have taken precautions. Yes, he should have taken precautions, but didn't. So because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, guess what? Because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, now he's caught up. If I had a son, ladies, and I'm going to my ladies, the first thing you should be telling your son is to cover it up. If he's having sex, he shouldn't be having sex regardless, you know. But I know nowadays kids are doing some crazy stuff. So if he's in fact having sex, and even if the girl told him, hey, I can't get pregnant, or I can't have babies, I'm on the pill, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's still his responsibility. It's still his responsibility to protect not only his future, but hers. Because when you have, you know, you're in this, you know, this heated moment, that's why your son should take rubbers, and your daughters too should have rubbers anywhere, everywhere they go. They should have condoms. And that's the problem, the lack of responsibility. Because you have to understand, what are our boys teaching or being taught now systematically? A system that was already set up from slavery. And yes, I'm going there because that's what it's all entailed. We as black folks have been in this slavery crap for over 400 and still counting years. And we're just trying to take the blame for something that's still happening to us right now. In slavery, our men, they were not allowed to be married, right? And what's going on today? They're not marrying. They were allowed to have babies by several different women. And what's happening today? They're having babies by several different women. They were allowed to go with this one, and they left their seed everywhere they went, right? Are they not doing that today? Yes, they're still doing the same thing. And people go, and they look and go, well, that happened so many years ago. It doesn't matter. It's still something that's been passed down from generation to generation. And how do you stop that? People go, well, yeah, that's been 400 years ago. But you were in slavery for how many years? For how many years? And then you got out and you never fixed the problem. Our grandparents, great, for three or four generations back, were still doing the same thing. So what are you saying? How did we learn not to do the same? How did we learn not to do the same thing? Nobody was taught not to. Nobody was taught this. We didn't correct that behavior. That behavior was never corrected because they still do it, even with Section 8, even with some of these housing things that the government set up and still separating our families. But we as women allowed it. You should have said back in the 1970s when they were saying, hey, we're going to give you this welfare, we're going to give you EBT, but you can't have your husband, you can't have boyfriends, you can't have men in the household. You should have told them to stick that up their behinds and kept your man and worked on that thing together. If you would have had to start your own business, then you would have started your own business. You would have got you some cleaning supplies or some men knew how to do, like, fix on cars. You could have started your own business that's taking some clients or something. We could have done better than what we can still do better now. We can get out of the slump, but we are lazy. We don't want to do the work. We want it all done for us, and we wait on white folks to do it for us, and they are not going to do it for you. If we're waiting for them to do anything for us, they're not going to do it. So guess what? It's going to be up to us, and it is up to us. But are you willing to do the work? And some people aren't willing to do the work. This is why it's being passed down from generation to generation. It's some of us that are woke and some of us that are not. But the ones that are woke and the ones that aren't woke is more that aren't woke than are woke. So guess what? We get mad at each other. We get mad at each other because you woke and I'm not, or I'm woke and you not. We get mad at each other because we think so different. It's two types of black people in the world, woke and unwoke. And the unwoke is cooning around. Unwoke is still hanging up under their enemies. The unwoke is still thinking that their enemy is their best friend, and she's white. And they're still thinking that Kunta Kinte's slave master owner is their best friend and the daughter. You remember Kizzy? When that Kizzy was, they got caught and they were sitting to sell Kizzy off, and Kizzy was calling that little white girl, Did that white little girl come to her? Did she come to her defense? Did she come running out there? No, Daddy, don't tell. That's mine. Did she say anything? No. What'd she do? She looked out the window, and she shut that curtain and went on about her business issue. But Kizzy thought that was one of her friends. That's my friend. Honey, please, they are never your friend. They have a perpetual hatred for you. And you ought to see how they're treating our children. See how they do everything. You ought to see that by now. But no, we're too busy trying to keep on faking and shaking and acting like they like you. They don't like you. They never have and they never will. And we're just too dumb to know that. We're not doing anything to understand that. And that's what pisses me off, because we are still at that stage where we're helping everybody except our own. And this is what the problem is. You want to help everybody but your own. No. Teach your own children. Start putting our children in our own schools. We have to teach our own children, and we're not doing that. You have to teach them who they are. You have to teach them how important they are. You have to continue showing them and telling them to fight. You have to continue allowing them to see the fight. You have to keep pointing it out. You have to keep talking about it, and that's not what we're doing. So our children lose the focus and thinking that these demons, these devils, these damnable devils are their friends, and these damnable devils are not their friends. They're not. You have to get your children out of these schools. And we don't want to do that. We want to stick up under everybody. No. What's wrong with your own? Stick up under your own. That's what the problem is. The Indians stick up under their own. The Asians stick up under their own. The Jews stick up under their own. But the black folk, the only one. We need some help so bad up in this school. We need some help. The Stockholm Syndrome is so alive and well. We have got to get the help that we need. If we're going to make it, we have got to get the help that we need. And I do apologize. So I apologize to all of my young ladies out there who have gone through hell childhood, who had hell in the house, who had to fight the granddaddy, who had to fight the daddy, who had to fight the stepdaddy off, who had to fight the brothers off, who had to fight the uncles off, who had to fight the neighbor off, who had to fight the babysitter off. I apologize. I apologize for your mom for not listening to you. I apologize to you. I'm apologizing for your mom because she didn't listen. Because I didn't listen. Because I put my job over you. I put my bills over you. I put my man over you. I put school over you. I put my business over you. I apologize for that. I apologize as your mom for doing what was done. I apologize for not giving you enough love. I apologize for giving you enough attention. I apologize for not protecting you. I apologize. And I am stepping in and I'm acting as your mom. And I am apologizing to my young babies out here who have gone through abuse, who have gone through emotional and mental and physical abuse. I apologize for that. I apologize that you didn't get the love you needed, or you weren't loved the right way, or you weren't loved the way you needed to be loved, because nobody knew what five love languages, and then nobody knew what love language yours was, so they didn't give you what you needed. So you went through your whole life, your whole 20, 30, 40 years, thinking nobody cared, nobody loved you. I love you. I apologize. I apologize for your mom not learning you, for your mom not loving you the right way, for your mom not even understanding how to love you and where to start to love you. I apologize for that. But we got to get it together to the point where we are just shake it off. We've got to come from among them. We've got to separate. We've got to start teaching our children. We've got to build up with some schools and teach our own children. Because if we don't start teaching our children, we've got to get this brainwashing under control. We have got to get rid of this brainwashing. This thing, we've been brainwashed for so long that we have no love for us. We don't have no love for each other. We don't have love for ourselves. And we have got to learn how to love ourselves. We've got to get ourselves permission to love ourselves again. We have got to give ourselves permission to heal. We have got to give ourselves permission to look and love and live and breathe and smile and be okay with our color, be okay with our hair, be okay with our blackness, and be okay with our full lips, be okay with the way we talk and the way we walk and the way we look and the way we think. We got to be okay with that. And if you're not, be honest with yourself and do the work. Do the work. Write some things. Write me 10 things on the paper, 10 great things about yourself. I tell you, do 5 great things about yourself. And if you cannot think of 5 great things, I'm going to give you 5. You start with my 5. You have a great personality. You are just proud to be black. You are black and you're proud. Your hair is beautiful. Your smile is beautiful. Your eyes are beautiful. You're beautiful. You have great personality. You have a great smile. You are smart and intelligent, and you love yourself. Those are 10 things that you can use until you can fit those things, until you can use one every day. For the next 10 days, use one of my things, one of my promotions, use one of my things, and use it for yourself. And you write those things, 10 things down that I just gave you. Write them down, and every day you say one. For the next 10 days, you say one all day. I'm beautiful. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I have a great personality. I love my hair. I have a beautiful smile. I love my blackness. I love being black. I'm so proud to be black. I love my intelligence. I love the wisdom. I love me. You can use all those. And every day you use one to encourage yourself. I want us to work on our self-esteem. I want to build each other up. And you're going to look at your brother. You look at one man, give me, I don't care if it's a black, it's got to be a black man. Don't look at the white man. We're building up each other. And you look at him and you call him your king. You are my king. You are my king. You are my king. Or just call him king. When you talk to him, say, hey, king, how you doing? Every day, hey, king, how you doing? For the next 10 days, you pick a man. You say, hey, king, how you doing? And you building that man up. Don't you say nothing negative about black folks. Don't you say nothing negative about yourself. Don't you say nothing negative about the males. Don't you say nothing negative about black. The next black person that you see, don't you say nothing about them, and I mean nothing. You are to, just love yourself. It is time. It really is, and we're not doing that, and that's the sad part about it. And it bothers me because we should be doing that, and we have to start somewhere. And if we don't start somewhere, guess what? What's gonna happen? Nothing. We're going to stay in the same rut, and we're going to continue waiting on white folks to do it for us, and they're not doing it for you. They're not going to do it for you. You think they are? They're not, because they don't care. They don't like you like that, and they show you as often as you can. As often as they can, they show you. As often as they can, they show you how they really feel about you, and there's nothing that you do. You can't do anything about it. But you still want to make them, you still want to force them to like you. You still want to force them to appreciate you. No, we have to work on us. This is what I'm saying when I told you. He said he didn't want any babies, but you got pregnant anyway. Now, that's the sad part about it. You cannot. You cannot take on somebody else's stuff. You cannot just do stuff because you want to. You cannot do that. You cannot just say, okay, we're going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this baby. You don't want to be doing that by yourself. Having babies by yourself, it's a problem. It's a lot of work. It's hard work. You can ask any single mama around who has one or two children how hard it is, and they'll let you know. Girl, it's the worst. They'll tell you. They'll tell you it's the worst thing ever. They'll tell you. It was the worst thing ever, having that baby by itself. But guess what? You brought it on yourself. Yes, it's his responsibility, but you can't force anybody to do anything. And this is why you see so many young girls, they're with these guys, they have these babies, and he leaves. And then they get mad, and then they want to start dogging out men. No, you're going to dog out yourself because he told you when he met you, I don't want no babies. The dude was only 18, you're 19, or you're 20, and he's 20, 21. And he told them, I'm not ready for kids. And what did you do? I want to get him a baby. Why? Why? So you can take care of it by yourself, because that's what's going to happen. Because he already told you what he didn't want, but you did it anyway. Yes, it's his responsibility, but you can't force him to do it. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, he's not going to. That relationship may go another, maybe another 6 months to a year. But within 2 years, you can count that relationship gone. And he's all moving on to Sarah, moving on to Becky, moving on to Deanna. He's moved on. And guess who's stuck with that baby? And guess whose life will change for the rest of your life? Yours, not his. Because men's lives don't change. Because they can drop it and move. They can drop those seeds and move. We can't drop them nowhere. Unless you drop them off at the hospital like that one they did and went to jail because she left her baby and said he was too much for her and he has autism. But she did take him to the hospital. And I remember, excuse me, I don't know why I'm yawning, you guys. Please forgive me. But I remember at one point when it was a safe haven for us to take our babies to the hospital, you know, when we were feeling overwhelmed, we could drop our babies off. And it didn't mean anything. But now you can't do that. White folks can, but you can't. They have rules for them and rules for us. You already know that. There's nothing new. But their days are almost, their time is almost up. And I just tell people. I tell people that. I tell people that. I said, you guys be very careful because their time is up. And even as we speak, their time is up. But you have to know that. But like I said, you can't indefinitely. If it was my daughter and who got pregnant, or if I was the woman that got pregnant, like I said, you're going to be taking care of that baby by yourself. So I hope that you have money saved up. So when you get a boyfriend, you decide to do this by yourself, or you decide that you want a baby, and he did not, and he walks away. Now you're angry. You have no reason to be angry. Because you did it on, you did it to yourself. And sometimes we bring stuff on ourselves without even thinking about the consequences. So now you're going to be needing diapers and needing milk and needing clothes and shoes and needing daycare. And you're going to need somebody to pick that baby up. You're going to need somebody to take that baby to the doctor. You're going to need insurance. You're going to need money now to take care of this baby. And you could barely take care of yourself on $9 an hour, okay? And you was working 40 hours. And now you're going to have a baby. And now you're going to have daycare. Now you're going to have clothes, not just your clothing, because you ain't bought yourself nothing within the last 3 years because you didn't have the money because you was barely getting by. And now you're going, you know, you wanted to get yourself a car. Now you can't because you got a baby. You want to save your money. You can't because now you have a baby. I mean, you got to think about this stuff. It's not his, it's his responsibility. It's both of you guys. And it is his, even though he said he didn't. It's still his responsibility because if he didn't, he would have covered it up. But being that he didn't cover it up, being that he didn't do his part, so now you both are stuck. So, yes, it is his fault, and yes, he is required to take care of that baby, but 9 times out of 10, he probably will not. So you are going to be the one to get stuck taking care of that baby. So I'm just saying. You have to make sure that you are protecting yourself, fellas. And if I had a son, I would tell my son that to cover it up, do not take that woman's word for it. Do not allow somebody to set you up. Do not allow it. So my thing is, I know people saying, oh, you know, the boy's mom. And if you're in high school, and ladies, if it is your daughter and she's in high school, and she gets pregnant, and that boy is, yes, his mama is reliable. Yeah, you can sue his mom. You can take her to court, and you can get money from his mom if she's underage. Yes, you can. It's been done. So, yes, you can file some charges and take his mom to court, and she'll have to pay. It's almost like her paying child support. And a lot of women don't know that, and a lot of women don't do it. But, yes, his mom is liable because he's under 18, under 21, and responsible, yes. So it's things that can be done, but my thing is, why do you want to do that? If somebody tells you that they do not want a baby, please, 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 please stop having these babies by yourself. Please stop it, because it's so unhealthy for you and for that baby, for you to go through it by yourself and for that baby to grow up without a father, because I grew up without one, and very heartening. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's almost like a one-sided relationship. You don't get that full balance. Mom can't do it all. Mom can't show you what kind of man you need to draw to yourself because she doesn't have one. So what kind of man are you going to draw to yourself if dad's not around? You may draw an abusive man. You may draw an alcoholic. You may draw verbally abusive. You may draw one that's a molester. There's no telling what you would draw because you don't have an example to go by.
So, yes, you have to have, get that healing, ladies. Get that healing. And, yes, I believe in therapy. I believe that we as black women need to have black therapists that are women or men. If you're a woman, get a man. And if you're a man, you can get a man because you'll see him as a dad figure if you didn't have your dad. And that'll be so good. It is. It'll be so good. But we're mostly raised by our mothers. So to have a man as a therapist, it takes it to another level. It's almost like you're becoming whole because you have that male role model, okay? You have a male to look up to and a male to look to for advice. And it's almost like you pretend that he's your dad giving you advice if he, you know, he's black. So that's kind of healing you in that area as far as kind of not having a dad, because then, you know, you'll kind of pretend that he's your dad. He's not, but that male role model will kind of fill that void a little bit. You can, you know, you'll ask him a question that you, you know, like, man, I would ask my dad this, but I'll ask my therapist instead. Or I'll ask John, or I'll ask Eddie, or I'll ask Teddy, or I'll ask Marvin, you know, and that's your therapist, you know. So it'll kind of feel like you are asking your dad what to do. But, yes, we have to start thinking ahead and thinking what are the consequences behind us doing our actions. And some of this stuff is, I don't think we think it out. And sometimes even doing that, if you're a couple, that man will leave automatically. And then you know. And see, why even bring the anger and the rage on yourself when you already know how he feels? And then you don't have to deal with that rejection and abandonment issues that comes with being rejected. And you're feeling abandoned now because he left me when I was pregnant, you know. You have to understand, I went through this early on, and this is, you know, kind of early in my marriage with my first husband, and he kind of didn't want any babies. And instead, you know, we were married. So, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking what these young girls would be thinking, and I thought, well, I'm ready for one, you're not. So guess what? I'm going to have one anyway, which wasn't my choice. It wasn't my decision by myself. So he was there. So I kind of wish we should have been doing it together, but this is what happens when you grow up without a dad. You don't have that leadership. You don't have that leading. You don't have that guidance. You have that woman's guidance. You have that woman's leadership, which we are emotional and we stay out of our emotions, and your dad was not there to teach you how to think unemotionally, to teach you how to think normally, how to think without reacting, how to think without emotions in it, and how to really reason stuff out. You don't have that because your dad's not there. You know, you're raised up, and just even with boys who are raised up with their moms, they're strong physically, but mentally they're weak because they're raised out women, and women are the weaker vessel, and the man is, you know, the head, and he's the one that's supposed to be raising the boys or pouring into the little boys as far as how to be a man and how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to be responsible, but and they're not there to do that. And society systematically did that also. In the 70s, when Reagan brought in the drugs, okay, Nixon and Reagan brought in drugs into our neighborhood, took the jobs out of our neighborhood, and our men turned to selling drugs, and then they went to jail, okay? And then that was the systematic racism trying to divide our families, which they did. And then what gets me is how they talk about these kids in cages. And I'm like, dude, what about black folks in cages? Our men have been in cages forever. And then you give us sexually programmed, you tell us we can't have our men, our husbands around, or we can't have an apartment with our husbands. What kind of crap is that? That don't even sound right. And black folk go up for that all the time. They don't do foreigners like that. The foreigners come over here, and they got their families intact. They don't tell them not to have their families. They don't ever tell them that. But black folks we're still allowing them, even now in 2020, Section 8 is still telling our black girls that they cannot have a man in the house with them. What kind of crap is that? It's time for y'all women to get off that Section 8. It's time for y'all women to do better. Because you guys are still, this stuff has been passed down from generation to generation. I just told you that. This is generationally where Reagan, you know, they put it in effect, gave women EBT, gave them a welfare check, and said, okay, I'm going to give you this, but you can't have your man around. Why would that be okay for you to get barely enough? Now, you could have did better. Well, two paychecks is better than one, okay? That half of a one that they're giving you, and then you can't make but so much money. And then once you make over that amount, then they'll cut that off. So you only have one paycheck, okay? And you could have had two if you had to kept your husband intact or kept your husband there. But you decided not to have your husband. You decided not to keep those men around. So there now you have broken families where these little boys don't even know how to be men. Husbands, you have to, how you teach them how to pee. They got to pee all on the floor until they learn how to aim themselves. You know, you have to understand that you have angry little boys because daddy wasn't there. Daddy don't care. Mama was there, but she was mean because she was mad because she would cuss me out because she was mad because daddy wasn't there. But you didn't tell him I had you, knowing that your dad didn't want kids, but I did anyway. You didn't tell him that. You didn't tell him that. You just told him, oh, your daddy didn't want you. But you didn't tell him that your daddy, his daddy told you that he didn't want kids right now. But you took it upon yourself to go and get pregnant and to start your family right now. So now you're mad and you're spreading lies on his father, telling his father that his dad didn't want him. But that wasn't the case. The case was he wasn't ready then. He was good. He eventually would have had kids, but just wasn't ready now. But that's not what we do. We tell half the story. So now you have a very angry little boy, okay, who's thinking his dad didn't like him or didn't want him, who left him and looking to you for truth, and you weren't even woman enough to tell him truth and tell him the truth that you did this by yourself. Your dad didn't do this. Your dad wanted me to wait and I decided not to. So you're mad at yourself. You're mad at who? You're mad at his dad taking him because he wouldn't fall in line with your program. No, it's not. It don't work like that, lady. It doesn't work like that. He's still the head. He's still the head. And we want to take his role, and we want him to fall in line with us. No, it's not his responsibility to fall in line with us. It's our responsibility to discuss that. And for one, if you're not married, cover it up and use your protection. I had one of my goddaughters tell me, you know, when she was, you know, having sex, and I asked her, I said, are you having sex? And she goes, oh, no, I have sex. And I said, well, if you are, I need to get on birth control. She goes, no, I don't want to get on birth control because I don't want to get fat. I'm like, well, how much does that make? This, what you just said. Okay, you don't want to get fat, but you get pregnant, and then what's going to happen? You're going to get fat, right? Okay, so what's the difference? How did you beat that? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was kind of funny when I heard her say that. And I thought, that's not making sense to me what you just said. But I think after, and of course she did get pregnant and had the baby. But right after she had that baby, guess what she did? She went and got on birth control and been on there ever since. So you have to understand her, that logic did make sense after the fact. And she probably kicked herself for the whole 9 months thinking, man, what was I thinking? I'm getting fat anyway. So it just didn't make sense that I obviously said that. But, ooh, you know, I kind of mentioned it, but I can't make you do. If you don't want to do, I can't make you do once you're grown. But I am so glad you guys tuned in, and I hope you're learning something. I hope these group meetings and group discussions are going to do something for us. I really hope that it's going to I hope it's going to do something for it, okay? I know this is something that, I don't know, this is something that is very strange. This is something that is going to take some time, and I know that nothing's going to happen overnight. I know that this is going to take several more meetings and several more us getting into it's going to take us doing this more and more, a few more times, which is cool. It's okay. But I just want us to get to the point where we are doing what we're supposed to do and we're doing it right and not just doing anything. Make it count. Make it count for something. I want us to stir on purpose healing. Start on purpose the process in our lives of healing. Because it's time. It is time. We've been doing this thing for way too long and not doing it right on purpose. We're not making it happen. We are not caring. And we're just doing it lackadaisy. And no, we've had enough of that, and we're no longer going to do it that way. And we are getting ready to do these podcasts, and I'm hoping that it's gonna do something for you. I'm hoping that you're going to this will start the process in your life. That's what I'm hoping. And it's not about me. It's about us doing what needs to be done so that we can do better, so that we can make it happen. Because we're no longer going to make excuses of why things aren't happening for us, okay? We need to set out to get the healing on purpose right now. And too many times, we're just living life lackadaisy. We're not doing that anymore. And it is time for us to do the right thing and to get our heads on right and understand systematically what's really going on here and fight against it. We are waiting right now for other people to help us. Other people aren't helping us. They're not coming. They have a perpetual hatred for you. So you don't have any friends. We don't have real, you cannot. That's almost like me calling a girl that I know that hates me and wants to fight me and can't stand me and tells me all the time, I hate your guts, I can't stand you. And I still say, oh, that's my friend though. And you're looking at me like, did you hear what she said? She already told me she didn't like you. She already told me she don't care about you. She already told me she don't have nothing to do with you. And you're trying to still say that that's your friend. Then guess what? I'm going to look at you and say something's wrong with you. It's not her. It's you. And I have an issue with that. I have an issue with that because it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be to where things are like that. It's no. Mm-mm. If somebody does not act like they're your friend, then they're not. If somebody tells you that they don't like you, then we need to start believing them when they tell you that. And too often we're thinking that people are kidding. Oh, they're kidding. Oh, they don't mean that. They don't mean that they're not my friend. They don't mean that. But yeah, if somebody tells you that they don't want to be your friend or they don't like you, then we need to start taking them up on their word and understanding what they're saying and not making excuses. Well, she just said that because she was angry or she always talked like that. That's how we roll together. And she'd be so nasty, and I'm looking at her like, you know, but she's serious. Oh, no, she ain't serious. You know, she acts like that all the time. She acts like that all the time, and you're not concerned about that? That's not a friend. So we have to understand what our friends and what's not. And I think that is what the problem is. We are not understanding what a friend is. And I think we're going to have to do better. I'm really hoping next time that I'll be able to record some of these. Then that way I'll be able to put it on YouTube. So that way we can get more people, talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking we'll be able to get more people. Because I think this is a great topic, and we really need to understand what's really going on systematically and why things are going on the way they're going on. Okay? I am so glad that you guys decided to come and decided to share your day with me, because I know this is Super Bowl day. And my husband's like, you're doing this on Super Bowl. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot. I really did. I do apologize. So, you know, not even thinking it was Super Bowl day. But it's okay because it's being recorded, so you can always come back to it later. And listen to it. And I hope you guys are, you know, just like it and share it. And I hope you guys are putting it out there. Hey, we've got a young lady on, and she is making some things happen. I am just like, I hope and pray that you guys can just get, you know, to draw, help me to draw some people in and really make this really successful, because I just want to make sure that it's something that's important and that's needed. I see I got some nice videos on here. I'm going to try to get some things taped. I'm going to try to get to tape it later and next time, or maybe a little later after I'm done with this. I may put it on YouTube, so we'll have it for tape. But if you find it on YouTube, then you guys can like and share and pass it along. But I just want more people to come on. That way we can have a group talk when you have a group conversation and not just me talking, you know, all the time. So I do appreciate you guys coming on so much. I really appreciate you guys taking your time out of your busy schedule. I hope that I was able to kind of get you guys thinking a little bit. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can always write me on my Hard Truth. That's at gmail.com, and that's HARDTRUTH12, okay, at gmail.com. That is my email address. And if you have any comments, if you have any questions, or if you just want to, you know, write a letter, or, you know, just encouraging me, or we are doing advertising. If you want to advertise with us on Blog Talk, feel free. If you want to, if you want a book, and I do have a book. It's called A Mother's Love. And if you want to purchase the book, it's $15, and you can do my Cash App with money sign, CASSIDRA CHEEK, and that's my Cash App. And you can write me on, I still need your address as far as where I'm going to send the book to, so just don't forget. I'm going to be doing a fundraiser selling Girl Scout cookies for my granddaughter. She goes to a Muslim school. And they are, you know, they're financing, you know, everything. So, you know, they don't get government assistance, but, you know, parents have to do it. But I am trying to raise money so that I can get my granddaughter's tuition paid, because it's a very good school. And I do, you know, like I said, I believe that our teachers need to be black. Our children's teachers need to be black. And I believe that we need to start allowing our own to teach our own children. And this is the problem what's going on right now. We are so busy trying to fit in that we're allowing anything and everything to happen, and we are not taking care of our own. And the only way things are going to get better is if we start teaching our own children and kind of reversing some of the poison, some of the craziness that's going on in their minds. And the only way to do that is to educate them ourselves, and that's not what we're doing. So that is, in fact, what's going on right now. So, which is super sad, because, and it's really sad, because we could be so much farther ahead, and but we won't do the work. We won't do the work ourselves. So, but you can't get mad at yourself when you don't do what you're supposed to be doing. You can't get mad at nobody but you. You know? So I don't know what to say. I guess I am so upset. I was before I got on here. I was looking at that little girl. That she was 9, and she literally hung herself. And I think we've talked about this before. And I'm just gonna talk a few minutes, you know, because I'm not gonna be here on here but an hour. But I just want you guys to pray for her family. And this baby was 9. And one of her white classmates was bullying her and calling her white, little, black, B-I-T-C, all this crazy stuff that 9-year-olds have no business saying out their mouth. But the teacher had to hear it and said nothing. So when the little girl told her mom, the boy wrote her a note and the mom saw the note and took it to the teacher, or the teacher saw the note and called her mom and said that she was punishing the little girl for having something to do with bullying. But the little girl was being bullied. So I'm blaming that teacher, and I want that teacher to see that the little girl, I want every day for her to be tormented about how she did not take care or put up or protect that little girl while she was in her presence or while she was under her authority, okay? I want that teacher every night to see that little girl and to never, ever, ever, ever be allowed to have peace on this earth until she dies herself. I'm just saying, because I think that that child was trusting her, and that child did not get the protection that she needed. That child did not get the protection, and that child didn't get anything that, and the parents, and I blame the parents. Where was the parents? Where was the parents? Where was the parents? That's the sad part about it, the parents. But it's okay, because now they have to go through the hurt, and they got to go through this pain, and they got to go through if, coulda, shoulda, woulda. And my thing is, wouldn't have been no if, coulda, shoulda, woulda, because I would have. Had it been mine, I would have been up at school, and I would have went to the school board. I would have went to the newspapers. I would have gotten some help. I would have done something to get my daughter some help, and that little boy would not have been harassing her every day. I mean, every day he was harassing her. And I guess they had math together because that's the class that she was failing in, okay? And this little boy was tormenting her every single day. I mean, because I guess she was riding to school with a little white boy, okay? But here we go again. She should not have been, you know, the sad part about it was she should have been able to go to her parents or go to somebody to get the help that she needed and was not able to go to anybody, which was bad. That was super sad to me. And you don't have anybody to count on. And why? If that girl was 9, why didn't her parents, where was her dad, where was her mom, where was her grandma, where was somebody that could help that young lady? Where was that baby's help at? Okay, that's what I'm saying. She had no help. She didn't have anywhere where she could go. She didn't have anybody to turn to. And that's the sad part about it. Okay. We are going to have to start being more, we are going to have to take things upon ourselves, more into our hands, and stop always looking for white folks to have our backs, because they don't, and they're not going to. So, this is the thing, and I am just so over elated that you guys did tune in. Don't forget that I am here on every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Also, 7 to 9, I'm on 2 hours on Thursdays. And we do talk about black issues, and I mean, we get down and dirty. So, and it's for grown folks. So, you know, please don't bring your child and think it's a family show, because it's not. We talk about black issues. We talk about stuff like we talked about today. And I don't think it will. If you want your child to hear it, she's a teenager, that's cool. But if 5 years, 6 year old, they don't need to hear some of our little topics. But if you feel that you want them to listen, then they can listen. And, you know, you listen at your own pace, your own free will, you know, at your own, you listen if you want to. If not, you know, but I want us to get to the place where we are thinking about the future and thinking about how are we going to pull away from them. And how can we be separate? Because I believe that y'all never wanted us to mix and mingle, never wanted us to come together with them, never wanted us to mix and mingle, never. That's what I believe, but I could be wrong, though. So I am going to allow you to hear a song. And this is just a song that's going to help us understand where we are right now and what we need to do in order to get out of where we are. And I am just so glad. I am glad that you came, and I hope that you listen to this during the week. And I hope you think about, you know, what we talked about. And we're going to do this every Sunday at 7. And like I said, we're going to do it only for an hour. But on Thursdays, I call it Reconstruction 2020. I had changed it to a mother's love, but it'll always be the topic. I always have the topic on my Facebook page, or I always have the topic out there. But just remember, set your timer for every Thursday to come and see me at 7 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll have the title out there. Trust me, I'll get the title to you. But Blog Talk Radio, and if you want to put in Reconstruction 2020, and maybe it'll be a topic, I'll have a topic or something. Or you go on Blog Talk Radio, the initiative, and look up and see, because I think I'm the only one on here Thursdays and Sundays. Okay, I think Maurice is on here on Wednesdays, but I think there are 3 more slots open, I think. So if you guys are, you know, good as I am, or better, then come on, join me, and come on, pick a day, and let me know if you want to come on a day, and I'll talk to Maurice, my brother, and see if you come on, and let's be about it. We want change. Be about the change that you want. Be about the change that you want. Be about the change that you want. Don't sit up here and just complain and do absolutely nothing. No, complaining and doing nothing is not cool. That's just being a pain in the butt. But to complain and do something, now we're talking. But don't just sit up there and complain and just, you know, just to be open, running your mouth, just to be getting on folks' nerves. So, no, we're not going to do that. But, so, yeah, he said he didn't want any babies, but you got pregnant. Is it his responsibility? Heck yes, it's his responsibility. Even though he didn't want the baby, it's still his responsibility because he did not take precautions. If he had taken precautions, then nobody would be pregnant, right? So he didn't do his part, okay? And yes, and he's probably going to leave, and you're probably not going to get any help because you overrode what he already told you. And just because you go out and step out and do something does not mean that everybody is going to fall in line. So you are probably going to be miserable and probably going to be unhappy and probably going to struggle until you get your crap together. But you are going to struggle the first 5 years at least, or at least until you get out of college. If you go to college, then you might get out in 4 years. You might get out in 5. You might get out in 6. But trust and believe, if you don't have no help, you're probably not going to make it through. But you can get through, but it's going to be hard, and it's going to be long, and it's going to be drawn out. But I'm just trying to help you out. If you are not married, and he does not, and even when you're married, he don't want children, you guys are going to talk about it and decide when. And if he says, oh, not for another 3 or 4 years, you guys are talking about that before marriage, so you'll know, no, that's not the guy, because I want a baby within a year, or I want a baby within 2 years. Then you need to know that that's not the man for you. If he does not want any kids, or he doesn't want any kids for the next, until you're 30 or 40, then you know, be like, no, I'm not going to wait till 40 to have a baby. So you need to keep moving, but at least talk about things like this during your dating years. Stay out in the bed all the time. Talk about real issues. Get to know his family. Get to know him. Get to know his mom. Get to know his daddy. Get to know what kind of mom he had. Get to know what kind of daddy he had. If his daddy wasn't there, who taught him what he knows? Who showed him? How does his mom boyfriend, if she doesn't have a husband, or the dad and the mom, him and his mom, and dad and mom is not together, how does the mom allow the man to come in and treat her? You need to find all of that, because the way the mom allows the man to come in and treat her is how she allowed them to treat him, and how he's going to treat you. And especially if a man does not like his mom. If he does not like his mom, he's not going to have a good relationship with you. So please do not date a man that does not have a good relationship with his mother. That is a big fat no-no. I guarantee you, you will not be happy. You will not be happy. And that relationship is going to be rocky for the remainder of that relationship, okay? So you need to just understand that. But I am so glad that you guys join me. Peace and blessings. Shalom. And I want you guys to have a great week. It's going to be an amazing week. And I will see you back here at the same place, same time, at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And then after that, it's going to be Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, okay? So we're going to do this for the remainder of the year. And I hope we grow, okay? But let your friends know that we're on, and pull me up this week. Pull me up so we can, we can grow this network. Here you go. Have a great one, you guys.
like never before.